we everything we do, we must reap the result. And some result is experienced instantly. Yes. When you have anger in the mind, right? Your mind is agitated, right? You have an unhappy mind. The mind is defiled. The mind is in trouble, even though very little, right? And then this is the result. You can have it instantly, right? When you have compassion, when you have loving kindness, right? You reap the result of loving kindness instantly in your mind. Your mind will be happy. Your mind will be cool. It is pleasing. It is happy. Yeah. And then the natural process goes on. Right? This is natural process because karma is a cause in the natural process. When you think, it is a part of a factor in this natural process. And then it goes on. You have angry mind, and then you have unhappy mind. And then you speak with this angry mind. Your words are harsh. And then you act physically, and your action is also violent. And then you come into conflict with your neighbor, and so on. And then the process of karma goes on. Yeah. And if you foster anger too often, and then it becomes your personality, it is expressed in your face. Yeah. And then your personality has an effect on your life, on in the relationship with other people. If you foster loving kindness all the time, your face will become in another way, right? In a different way, in such a way that other people would like to see you again and again, would like to come close to speak with you and so on. And this is a process of karma. We should analyze it into minute detail. But it is a moment of thinking, a moment of mind. We say mental moment. And therefore we usually perform karma at every moment of mind.
And you can't escape the result.
No. But we accumulate, right, the karma. But the karma can be either good or bad, skillful or unskillful. And then, even though we perform sometimes, we commit evil karma, but if we perform the good karma more often, then the effect, the force of the good karma or skillful karma will be stronger, right? Yeah. And therefore, it is something natural. Even though you commit evil, but if you know, you have knowledge that, oh, it is not good, it will bring about bad result, therefore we should not do it, we should abandon it. We should do away with it, and then you turn your back on it. And then you perform good actions. And then after some time, the evil action will have no influence on your life. Even though it may have some effect, but it will be very weak to the point that, to the extent that we can say that it has no effect. there is a simile or a comparison. For example, you have a vessel or a glass of infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity, right?
The glass.
The glass of infinity.
Okay.
You can put in the water, any amount of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with this glass of infinity, you put in the fresh water, the clean water, and sometimes you put in the unclean one,
mm-hmm.
yeah, unclean water. At first, you put in unclean water, dirty water, so much. Oh, and then the water in the glass of infinity becomes very dirty. It is not clear. And after some time, you realize that, oh, it is not good to accumulate the bad karma, the unclear or dirty water. And now, it is better to accumulate the clean one. And now, you stop to put in the dirty water. And now you put in only clean water. And after some time, you can see that the water is clean. It looks like there is no dirty water at all, right? But if you are asked, does the unclean water exist in the glass of infinity? You will give the answer that, oh, yes, it exists, right? But it does not have any influence.
Mm-hmm.
It looks clear. what we call, we stop to do it, stop to do the bad. And begin to do only the good. And then after some time, the good will be very strong.
stronger,
yeah. And have, okay. Yeah, okay. Yes, please go on.
Oh, sorry. So then to begin on the path to Nirvana, we should start with good karma?
Right, we should perform only good karma. But as human beings, we have to accept the weakness of the worldly people. Sometimes they commit some evil, but let them not be indulged, not indulged in the commitment of the commission of this bad karma, and try to do things better. And this is what we call training or education, right? Therefore, what people need is education or training.
Is it spiritual education?
Oh, everything. This education can be described in different aspects. We usually classify it into three aspects of education. The first one is the behavioral. And then the second one, mental. And the third one is the wisdom education, wisdom development. Yes. When we speak of education in this way, we sometimes use the alternative term of development. Education is also development, the development of man, or development of human beings is called education. Therefore, we develop ourselves in behavior, in conduct, right? In our relationship with the environment. And then there are two kinds of environment. the physical environment and social environment. And therefore, we train ourselves, we develop ourselves in our relationship with these two kinds of environment. We develop ourselves in the relationship with other people. This is social environment. To live with them peacefully, to not to harm them, not to hurt them, not to do anything bad to them. We try to help them. We do things good to them, to people. We live with them in very good relationship. And then we develop ourselves in our relationship with the physical environment, beginning with the necessities of life, food, clothing, and so on. First, we train ourselves in the relationship with food or eating. First, we ask ourselves, oh, for what purpose do we eat? And then, oh, for many people, they do not know the purpose. They unconsciously eat for taste only. And then they do not know the moderation. They eat too much, and then it is bad, detrimental to health, right? Oh, it is not good. And then when people eat only for taste, and then there is no moderation in amount of food. We may sometimes eat too much, sometimes eat too little, depending on the taste. And then we eat the wrong kind of food. The food that is not nutritious, the food that does not have the good nutrient value, nutrition value, yes. And when we ask ourselves, and then we realize that, oh, we eat for the sustenance of our life, of our body, for health, for good health, in order that our body will become strong, and then we can use our body to do something creative, to do our work and so on, right? And now we adjust, we change our behavior, right? Regarding eating, now we change it. The behavior concerning or regarding eating is changed now. We eat in a good amount, and then we eat the right kind of food. This is an example of good relationship with our physical environment. Beginning with food, and then you develop good relationship with clothing. Oh, for what purpose that we dress and so on. You use technology, you ask, what purpose? And then you will have deeper and deeper thought and more reason of using the thing, right? We use this for this purpose, and this purpose is good for our life, and is it good for other lives, also for society? And then you ask even more and more. And then you develop wisdom also. Now, this is development in behavior, right? What is it called in Pali? Sila. Sila. Sila, yes. Sila. The good relationship with the environment, whether social or physical. And then the second aspect is the development in mental qualities. Yes, samadhi, mental qualities. Mental qualities means first virtues. You will develop virtues. Confidence, gratitude, gratefulness, you develop the loving kindness, you develop compassion, and so on, many kinds of virtues. And then you develop the strength of mind, strength of mind such as what we call the patience, responsibility, the concentration, effort, right, perseverance, and so on. This is the strength of mind. And then you develop the what we call the happy mind, clear mind, the refreshed feeling, and peacefulness, happiness. Yes. And then this is another part. Then this is called the development in the mental qualities. Now you develop happiness even more and more. And then the third aspect is the development in wisdom. And now you learn more about things. You learn the nature, the true nature of things. Yeah. You come in touch with anything, you try to know its nature, its real, the truth, it is the reality. And then with this knowledge, we will deal with things more efficiently, more effectively. We deal with them in the right way. Yeah. At first, when we are born, when we were born, we do not know things. We do not know how to deal with them. And then we have a problem. We become stressed. Yeah. But when we know about them, we know how to deal with them, we solve the problem. The solution is of the problem is to know it, to know how to deal with them. And then you study different academic disciplines, and then you know how to deal with things in this area and that area and so on, right? And then you can solve the problem in those areas, depending on what discipline you study. But when you know about the nature of your life and the world, and then you deal with your life and the world in the right way, it is all that we need. It is beyond any specific discipline, right? But now in the university, people learn different academic discipline dealing with some profession and occupation. Therefore, they have the knowledge to solve the problem in that occupation and profession only. But what we need as a human being is not only that. We have to have the knowledge of our life and the world in order to lead a good life in this world, right? And at last, we have to have the knowledge of the life and the world. And then this is what we need in the real education. Not to stop only with the education in the academic institution. Right, solve every problem. But in order to solve specific problems, we need some specific kind of knowledge also. But to have a good life, yes, we have to know our life. The nature of all things. We represent this knowledge with the term the knowledge of the true nature of things, or the nature of life and the world.
I still need to get to the point where I can understand more. Like how you were saying with the turtle and the fish. I'm still a fish. I still need to understand as much as you taught me before I can go beyond.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But concerning the point of Nirvana and Kamma, do you have more idea?
Yeah, I understand.
Understand more clearly.
Yeah.
You are welcome. Would you please express your idea of what you have learned from speaking with me, our conversation.
I think what affected me most was when you talked about living in moderation.
Yes.
And thinking about why you do certain things, mm-hmm. like with eating and the clothing you wear, and thinking about why you do it, and then to keep pondering, to get to the point where you understand the basic meaning of what you're doing with your life.
Oh, yeah.
And then I guess from there, after I've gotten to that point, I can go beyond and think more about what's important in living life. I guess you call it the Buddhist way?
Yeah, we can call that. Yeah, it is a part of education, right? It is included in what we call education. Because I have explained to you that education in the Buddhist sense can be classified to three aspects. The development in behavior, or our behavior in relationship with environment, both physical and social, and then development in the mental qualities and the development in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is what we need.
And it's a self-development, right?
Yes, yeah, it is self-development, yeah.
You can't really be taught. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, this is more for myself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really focused on that. I'm
understanding
for myself.
The Buddhist stress or emphasis is on education. It is all we need, and it is the path, what we call the path, in Bali, Makkha or Malkha. Makkha. Makkha of good life, or the good way of life, is the way of developing ourselves, so self-development or education. In Bali, it is called Sikkha. Education is called Sikkha. Sikkha in Pali, and then in Sanskrit it is called Siksa, and it has been formed in Thai term as Siksa. Siksa is a Thai term derived from the Sanskrit term Siksa. Siksa in Sanskrit. Sikkha in Pali. Phasa Bali is Sikkha, the same term, mm-hmm. Sikkha. Sukasung Siksathikar, do you know?
Yeah.
You come into relationship with people in the Ministry of Education.
Yeah.
And the Ministry of Education is called in Thai, Kasung Siksathikar. Kasung Siksathikar. Kasung Siksa, in short, we simply call it Kasung Siksa. But the full term is Kasung Siksathikar. The Ministry of Education. Then Siksa is education. And it is derived from Sanskrit term Siksa. And the Pali term for it is Sikkha. Sikkha is S-I-K-K-H-A. Oh, Panya in Sanskrit is Prajna. Prajna. Prajna, Sanskrit term for Panya. Now, the Pali term for the three aspects of education. Sila, S-I-L-A.
Pali?
Pali, yes, that's Pali. But we usually have diacritical mark. Do you know the diacritical mark? A line above the letter. Yes, that's at Sila, yes, we need a diacritical mark above I. S-I and diacritical mark, and then L-A. This is Sila. Sila means morality. But I think it is too narrow. The more appropriate term should be the education or training in behavior. Sometimes we may use the term conduct.
Right.
This is the development in behavior concerning the relationship with the environment, both physical and social. He may say we have a relationship with physical and social environment. This is sila. And then the second one is samadhi. Samadhi, S-A-M-A. M-A, the M-A here with diacritical mark on A, the second A. And then D-H-I. Samadhi is the term proper, literally means concentration. But here, it is not only that. It is development in mental qualities. Sometimes it is called mental discipline.
Virtues,
strength of mind, and the happy state of mind. What we may call mental health. And then the third one is Panya, P-A-N, with what we call tilde, the mark on it. In Spanish language, do you know? In the Spanish language, you have what we call tilde. A mark, yes, curve. A curve. Above N. P-A-N. And then there are two N's, double N. Double N, both of them have tilde above them. And then A with the critical mark. And then it is called Panya. Panya is rendered as wisdom. No why, no how, no what.
I mean the letter Y.
Oh, no. It is N. Yo-ying. Yo-ying in Pali is N with tilde. Tilde.
No Y.
But in Thai, we do not have any letter to... the exact letter for it, therefore we have to use Y. But Y, you cannot use it as the consonant to pronounce pan. How can you pronounce pan if you put Y here? If you say Yo Ying is Y, and then you write P-A-Y, right?
Yeah.
And then how can you pronounce pan? Yeah, it is Panya, right? Yo Ying, you can say Pan. And then in the exact letter is a Spanish letter, and with tilde. And then we live in our life. We educate ourselves in these three aspects in order that we live a good way of life. And then if our way of life is in accordance with this education, it is Makkha. Makkha. Makkha, the path. Makkha, M-A-7-T-A. Makkha. The path covered these two aspects. You can say that the Makkha has eight chapters. Makkha. But the eight chapters can be grouped into three, right? Yes, only three. Eight grouped into three, Sri Samadhi Panya. And Sri Samadhi Panya is the three aspects of education. And then what we have to practice as a Buddhist is to do according to these three aspects of education. And then we have a good life. Which is called Makkha.
The education is
Makkha,
right?
Sikkha. Education is Sikkha. Sikkha is the same term as Siksa, the same one. The way of life. Then we practice according to education, and then our life, our way of life become Makkha, because it is a right way of life. We live a right way of life. In order to have this right way of life, we have to train ourselves. We have to develop ourselves. This means we have to educate ourselves. And then we educate ourselves with these three aspects. And then when we educate ourselves with these three aspects, we have a good life, good way of life, which is called Makkha. And this is the relationship between Makkha and Sikkha. Good way of life depends on education. And education in these three aspects. You understand now? Good effort of religion, or the eradication of ignorance, and the state of peace, freedom, happiness. Right, because it is inside. Because the person becomes happy all the time. This means happiness becomes the quality of his life. Then there is something to do for himself. And then the person can devote his life for the benefit of other people, of the humanity. Supreme Buddha, happiness that is inside all the time. And then Buddhist education, then when the person completes this course of education, he didn't attain to Nirvana. Just this course of education. It is the course of education that leads to Nirvana. And the most important part of this education is wisdom. And then with the wisdom at the highest level, it becomes the enlightenment. Enlightenment is also a type of wisdom. It is the realization of the true nature of things, or the reality of life and the world. And then Where can we find meditation? You might think that meditation is an important part of Buddhism, right? And where can you find it? Meditation. Meditation is here, in the three aspects of education. But where is it? Samadhi and Samnya. In Buddhism, Samadhi is only one part of meditation. But the term meditation can be misleading also, because people will make a base on the mental part of life when they speak of the term meditation. How to concentrate the mind, how to make the mind peaceful, and so on. That is one kind of education. In Buddhism, we distinguish between two kinds of meditation. One is tranquility meditation, and the other is insight meditation. Insight, INSIGHT. Tranquility meditation, or just calm meditation. The first kind meditation, or tranquility meditation, has the objective of making the mind concentrated and peaceful. The second kind of meditation, or insight meditation, has the objective of the realization of the true nature of things, or wisdom. Then we begin meditation at the second aspect of education. then develop them in mental quality. And samadhi can be rendered in many ways, but it is usually rendered as concentration in the narrowest meaning. But in the broader meaning, it covers all kinds of mental training or mental discipline. Meditation is a Western term. Now we just apply it to our way of practice. Sometimes we avoid the term in order not to mislead people. We use the term development instead. We can replace the term meditation with the term development. Then we have the term tranquility development and insight development. And now it is clearly, I think. When we concentrate our mind, it is the first time of development. We try to develop tranquility. And concentration is a path, right? It's the only beginning part of this tranquility development. In order to have a peaceful mind, we need concentration of the mind. Sometimes we speak of the education in terms of development. Because education is self development. And sometimes we describe this development as classified into form. But this not be complete. At first we speak of education, right? We speak of three aspects of education. But now we can replace the term education with development. Development is another way to speak of the Buddhist practice. And then education is also development. It is development of the person that is education. And then we can classify it in four. And then now I think we should try also to think about development of four kinds of development. First, physical development. Physical development, it is called in Pali Kaya Bhavana. K-A is the physical mark. And then Y-A. And then hyphen. And then VXA with the physical mark. VA, NA with the physical mark. This is Kaya Bhavana. Kaya Bhavana is development in physical, in relationship with physical development. For example, with food processing and with surrounding nature. In such a way that there is no harm, no hurting. this is the first one, then Kaya Bhavana. And then the second one is Sila Bhavana. Sila is I with the physical mark and I and then Bhavana. Hyphen and then B S A the physical mark, B A N A the physical mark. Sila Bhavana is the development of the relationship with social environment. You can see that this is only the first division of the sila here in the four, in the three types of education into two, right? This is more detailed, it is another way of classification. And then the third one is citta bhavana, citta. Citta bhavana, C-I-W-T-A, C-I-W-T-A, and then hyphen, V-S-A, the artificial mark, V-A-N-A, the artificial mark. Citta bhavana means development of the mind. development of mental quality. Citta means mind. Now the term is direct. Citta Bhavana. And then it is the same as Samadhi, Citta Bhavana. And then the last one, the fourth one, Panya Bhavana. PA, doesn't end with Hilde. And then A with Kutikan Mark. Hyphen BHA, that Kutikan Mark, BANA, that Kutikan Mark. Panya Bhavana is the development of wisdom. Then we can see that development is the same as Sukha, Sukha. But the first one of the Sukha is further divided into two. And the four development, the four kinds of development is usually used in evaluation. The process of education is the key one, the threefold training of Sukha. When we train ourselves, when we practice, we use the three kinds of Sukha. But when we evaluate, we use the four paramas. Yes, evaluation. Why? Because in any one case, you deal with either with physical environment or social environment. Anyone, right? Therefore, we have two Sukha. And at the same moment, we turn ourselves into three aspects. In our relationship with the environment, with the physical or social. And then at the same time, we develop our mind. And also, we develop wisdom at the same time. Therefore, we have threefold training or threefold education, only three. At any one moment, we practice three things. But when we evaluate, we use the form. Right? Because in evaluation, we can separate, right? Any person. Any person who has developed himself into the four aspects, completed the course of development, is called an Arahant. And Sukha, I have not told you how to prepare. Sukha, S-I-W-K-S-A, with the Akutikan Mark. Okay, S-I-W-K-S-A, with the Akutikan Mark on A, Sukha. Sukha, 3-4-1. Why do I say that? The practice the three times, the three aspects of Sukha at the same time, at the same moment. แต่ว่าถึงพร้อมด้วยความงอกงามของสุขภาพวิริยะแต่ว่าความงอกงามเอาละพูดไปก็ชายคนละ we practice on the three aspects of Sukha or education at the same time. In any church or in any the instance of behavior or conduct, in any expression, we deal with environment, whether physical or social, and then this is done, and then if our behavior does not lead to the hurting of other people or does not lead to the injury to any people or to the environment, and then we have good relationship with those types of environment. This is one. And then at that moment, when we have this relationship in our mind, we have to have a relationship.
you should put motivation at that motivation. And then you have what condition of mind, what state of mind. You should be fine, you should clear, you should happy, or you should unhappy. This is the state of mind. At the moment of relationship, yes. You should have good behavior in relationship with the environment. And at the same time, this adapt behavior should be expressed out of good motivation also. All of them are tamma. Yeah, yeah. And good motivation, and you should have the happy state of mind also. At the same time, this is the second one, the samadhi. And then the third one, the third aspect. At that moment, you should know what you are going to do. Why? You know the reason why you deal with the environment in this way. You know the reason. You know the value of your behavior. You know that, oh, it is good to the people, it is good to the environment, it is good to my life. You know, you have. And therefore, you develop on action. And in only one instant or example of behavior, we do not have to develop ourselves separately. We have one. And then my another, and then another moment, this can know. This is all. Therefore, when we do anything, when we do any instant of behavior or any expression, we should have a good motivation in our mind. We should have a good state of mind, happy state of mind, clear one. And then we should know the reason and the value of our action also. And then we will develop in the right way of Siddha or education. Oh, a lot. But I think it is clear to you. Oh, Nirvana, we need both all of them, yeah, the three thai, the six thai. For some, a lot of thai, for some only a little thai. But you can see that sometimes you have a clear mind. Mind without the hatred and delusion. You have knowledge, you have happiness. And then it is a momentary nirvana. But we can lose the real nirvana only when we have attained to the knowledge of the true nature of all things. we have eradicated the avicca or ignorance. I think now you have a glimpse of Buddhism, a whole general picture of Buddhism. And you have clearly idea of dhamma too, right? How to work. And therefore, the life of a Buddhist is the life of training oneself, or education, or self-development. It can be called, in the modern term, lifelong education. Right. Good life is education. That life is not. Good life. Yes, sir. Or we may say in another term that education is to have, is to bring about good life. Yeah.
Education
to good life. Oh, you can say in many ways. Because it is sikkha or education that foster makkha, the good way of life, the path. When we develop ourselves, when we practice education, we can have a makkha or good way of life. Makkha is good all the time. It is only the good way of life that is called makkha. The right way, the right way of life. it may be calm, but it is not a physical thing. The simple term it can be called mitthā makkhā. Mitthā makkhā or right path. That is wrong path. And then right path is sammā makkhā. Too many terms can lead to confusion. Do you have any more questions?
No.
Oh, you are very welcome. เอาเป็นหนังสือนี่ดีอยากจะให้แต่ว่าทีนี้มันพอดีมันหมดอ่ะไอ้เล่มนี้มันอยู่เลยนะนะเดี๋ยวจะไปถูให้ดูมีเขียนอะไรหรือเปล่าไม่ได้เขียนเนี่ยมันเป็นที่ระลึกได้แล้วจะมีตอนนี้มีเพื่อ Buddhist Economics yes yesBut we do not go up to that point. It is the basic knowledge about Buddhist economics. Both in Thai and in English. In English also, yes. English. There are two versions. And on the three, all of these three books,have two versions, both Thai and English, then these two ones. After long, I need to have this one. After I die, this one cover this one. You have to do that. I don't need to do the moon, huh? Moon, huh? Oh, you can know, let me see me. But you don't need to get two, right? Get two from Thai, really.มันจะหายไปมันมีเสียงที่จริงแล้วมันเป็นการคิดเดิมนะเราจะเอาตรงนี้ไปเขียนมันมีโน้ตอยู่มีโน้ตก็ได้ถ้าคุณดูโน้ตอ่ะอินพานไม่รู้จริงดูโน้ตบาพานไม่รู้จริงไรเนี่ย The is the God the Creator ธรรมะเดินThere are four kinds of path, or the four paths of path system. And then there are the sacrificial, the sacrifices, the sacrificial ceremony. And then when Buddhism arose, the Buddha refuted all this. He refuted the God, the Creator.He repeated the caste system. He repeated the Veda. And he repeated the sacrificial ceremony. This can be called the social aspect of Buddhism. The Buddha founded what we call the Sangha. Sangha, the order of monks to wish on people from on path on path can be admitted. All in one, one more than I've done.ก็ดีได้พูดพูดครบเลยถ้าจะทูลทางเรียกเป็นมือคือน้ำมือมันอาบดับพิริตอัตตาเป็นพระพุทธเจ้าเด็กเด็กสังฆะคือเอกชาติเด็กเด็กบริสออเดอร์ออฟมังอันนั้น